राधा कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जनवाला बा गिरिवर धारी गोपी जनवाला बा गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा जय गोपी जनवाला बा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जनवाला बा गिरिवर धारी यशोर नंदना ब्रजा जन रंजन यशोर नंदन ब्रजा जन रंजन यशोर नंदन ब्रजा जन रंजन यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तेरा वनचारी जमुना तेरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गौरान्विताय कृष्ण बलराम ललित विशाख जय राधेश प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद नेता गरीब हरिब हरिब नेता गरीब शील प्रभुपाद की जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत Doing verse 3, 4, and 5. Huh? Only two? Only two? You said 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Anyway, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Oh, this is from the 6 Goswami's prayers, right? Are we doing the? You have the Sanskrit there? This is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And text 2. Yeah? Okay. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Kala Pathojani Brajata Sad Bhaktavali Hansa Chakra Madhupa Shreni Viharaspadam Karnar Nandindi Karnar Karnan Nandi Kala Devanir Vahatu Me Jiva Maru Prangane, Shri Chaitanya, Dayad Nidhe, Tava, Lasalila, Ashudhasvaruni. Let's see. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Kalapat Yojani Brajita and Sad Bhaktavali Hansa Chakra Madhupa Shreni Viharap Siddham Karnandi Kala Devanir Vahatu Me Jiva Maru Prangane Shri Chaitanya Daya Nidhe Tava Lasalila Shudha Avhardhuni. Krishna, of the holy name of Lord Krishna, Udkirtana, loud chanting, Gana, singing, Nartana, dancing, Kala, of the other fine arts. Patajani, with lotuses. Brajita, beautified. Satbokta, of pure devotees. Avali, rose. Hamsa, of swans. Chakra, Chakravaka birds. Madhupa, the bumblebees and bumblebees. Shreni, like swarms. Vihara, of pleasure. Aspadam, the abode. Karna Anandi, gladdening the ears. Kala, melodious. Dvani, sound. Vahatu, let it flow. Me, my. Jiva, of the tongue. Maru, desert-like. Prangane, in the courtyard. Shri Chaitanya Daya Nidhe. O Lord Chaitanya, ocean of mercy. Tava, of you. Lasat, shining. Lila Siddha, of the nectar of the pastimes. Swarduni, the Ganges. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. O my merciful Lord Chaitanya, may the nectarine Ganges waters of your transcendental activities flow on the surface of my desert-like tongue. Beautifying these waters are the lotus flowers of singing, dancing, and loud chanting of Krishna's holy name, which are the pleasure abodes of unalloyed devotees. These devotees are compared to swans, ducks, and bees. The river's flowing produces a melodious sound that gladdens their ears. Responsively, O my merciful Lord Chaitanya. Let's do it again. O my merciful Lord Chaitanya. May the nectarine Ganges waters of your transcendental activities flow on the surface of my desert-like tongue. Beautifying these waters are the lotus flowers of singing, dancing, and loud chanting of Krishna's holy name, which are the pleasure abodes of unalloyed devotees. These devotees are compared to swans, ducks and bees. The rivers flowing produces a melodious sound that gladdens their ears. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Our tongues always engage in vibrating useless sounds that do not help us realize transcendental peace. The tongue is compared to a desert because a desert needs a constant supply of refreshing water to make it fertile and fruitful. Water is the substance most needed in the desert. The transient pleasure derived from mundane topics of art, culture, politics, sociology, dry philosophy, poetry, and so on, is compared to a mere drop of water because although such topics have a qualitative feature of transcendental pleasure, they are saturated with the modes of material nature. Therefore, neither collectively nor individually can they satisfy the vast requirements of the desert-like tongue. Despite crying in various conferences, therefore the desert-like tongue continues to be parched. For this reason, people from all parts of the world must call for the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are compared to swans swimming around the beautiful lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or bees humming around his lotus feet in transcendental pleasure, searching for honey. The dryness of material happiness cannot be moistened by so-called philosophers who cry for Brahman, liberation, and similar dry speculative objects. The urge of the soul proper is different. The soul can be solaced only by the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his many bona fide devotees who never leave the lotus feet of the Lord to become imitation Mahaprabhus, but all cling to his lotus feet like bees that never leave the honey-soaked lotus flower. Lord Chaitanya's movement of Krishna consciousness is full of dancing and singing about the pastimes of Lord Krishna. It is compared herein to the pure waters of the Ganges, which are full of lotus flowers. The enjoyers of these lotus flowers are the pure devotees, who are like bees and swans. They chant like the flowing of the Ganges, the river of the celestial kingdom. The author desires such sweetly flowing waves to cover his tongue. He humbly compares himself to materialistic persons who always engage in dry talk from which they derive no satisfaction. If they were to use their dry tongues to chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, as exemplified by Lord Chaitanya, they would taste sweet nectar and enjoy life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki.
Yeah.
This one was done last time too? It's always nectarine. But the purport of the text 5 is quite long, long. O Om Jnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Didati Swapadantikam Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarane. So this is the blessings of Lord Krishna coming as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are external reasons and confidential reasons. Somehow this Dwapara Yuga coincided with the Lord's incarnation. And all the different incarnations of the Lord, they have a purpose, and to reestablish, reestablish religious principles and to attract all the conditioned souls back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. Even though first class prisoners may be wealthy, having lots of opulence, very prestigious, and third class prisoners are trying to follow in their footsteps, thinking that they'll be happy someday. But it's actually like a desert-like tongue. All the wealth, all the opulence and beauty of this material world, if it's used simply for sense gratification, it's meaningless, and ultimately one is forced to grow old, get diseased and die. And who knows, as we read this morning, Mother Lakshmi's Chanchala, you're wealthy today and you're a beggar tomorrow, and you may come back as a dog or a god, but in order to come back as a god you have to perform austerities and penance. Most people become dogs and hogs, even lower, Prabhupada would explain. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to establish the religion for this age, which is the chanting of the Lord's holy name. It's not possible that one can follow strictly religious rules and regulations, perform all the sacrifices, yajnas. We can't even pronounce the mantras properly. I think we're having a Sanskrit pronunciation course here, just so we can... I remember one time I was saying the prayer for Tulsi, and one Prabhu said, "Prabhu, you're pronouncing it all wrong." I said, "What to do? You know, we learn. We're all learning. This is the sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, and vaidhi bhakti, sadhana bhakti is very, very important. Pancharatrika, the process of starting devotional practice is not that I immediately run to Radhakund and become a Goswami or imitate or the false Mahaprabhus. We see sometimes, I remember in the 70s there was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, but Guru Maharaji, people say, "Oh, this is God himself." Really? God is like that cheap that he becomes God simply by a few followers? I mean, what has he done to prove his godliness, his power? Like Krishna immediately exhibited his godly powers by killing Putana, lifting Govardhan Hill, what to speak of marrying 16,000 queens, giving them palaces and unlimited potency and power. Even we have today here in Vrindavan, someone thinks there was an incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But this is all in the scripture. It's not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was just by chance. In the Vedas and Upanishads, all the revealed scriptures reveal very famous verse, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasaha. In this age of Kali, those who are intelligent, they worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's not blackish like Krishna. It's already predicted Krishna will appear as white, red, blackish, and yellow. He's golden colored. Not just, you're thinking yellow, but when you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's radiant, golden color. Very, very attractive, so attractive and so powerful that he gets the jungle animals to chant and dance in ecstasy. So this is the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. He came to inaugurate this Harinam Sankirtan, Kali Kalir Dharma Krishna Nam Sankirtan, the religion for this age, Kali Yuga. People are very unqualified, it's very short lives, few years, and we get so many diseases. Isn't it cancer, you know, tuberculosis? What is the other one? Corona? So many diseases are there, but that's just for the body. The body's a temporary covering for the soul. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only has come to give us, because he's so kind and so merciful, he appeared as Krishna and Balaram, and they spoke Bhagavad Gita, and he killed so many rascal kings and tried to reestablish, not tried, but he reestablished religious principles by putting Yudhishthira back on the throne. But still, due to the nature of Kali Yuga, this Daivihesha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya Mame Vaye Prapajate Mayame Tang Tarantite, this divine energy of Krishna is very difficult to overcome. It's divine. Yoga Maya, Mahamaya for all the conditioned souls. You want to enjoy the prison house? Okay, here's a whole variety of bodies. And you go to university, you can choose so many courses for your occupation in life. You know, that I want to become a doctor, engineer, philosopher, eye doctor, dentist, you know, whatever. So the real answer is that we need to get out of this material world. And there's no alternative. There's no other solution. Because if we simply put all our endeavor to speak Gramya Katha, because the tongue is always vibrating, it's very difficult to control the tongue. When you hear some gossip, you want to tell everybody about the gossip, or, you know, sometimes you hear something good, you want to share that as well. So it's describing here that let's not utilize the tongue, which is dry due to a lack of spiritual nourishment, just to simply to talk nonsense and waste time. Because we've wasted so much time, in many, many lifetimes, we've wasted so much time. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, called by Advaita Acharya, although Advaita Acharya is the Lord himself, he could have done the work, but somehow it's very difficult from our limited point of view to understand the spiritual intricacies of God. When he comes, he performs many functions at the same time. Not only did he inaugurate the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name, to save all the conditioned souls, made a very beautiful process that by singing, dancing, chanting, and feasting, we have such a wonderful process. There was one governor, Madras, something jet lag, he was British, and he was asking some of the Prabhupada's godbrothers, can you make me also Brahmana? They said, yes, yes, if you follow the rules and regulations and you study, you can, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex. He said, impossible. Impossible. So this is the view of people in general, that to follow this bhakti process, although singing, dancing, chanting, and feasting is all good, wonderful, but following the rules and regulations, that's the difficult part. But by having this association of devotees, by being fully engaged in Krishna's service, Prabhupada gave a very unique formula, isn't it? Mangal Aarti, see the deities, appreciate their beauty, dance, chant, worship Tulsi Devi. When Advaita Acharya remembered the verse that simply by offering the Lord Tulsi Devi and Ganges water, Krishna becomes so indebted that he gives himself. He has to give himself. These are all we have to try to understand. Sometimes when we hear something, it's difficult to compute within our material computer. But spiritual life is inconceivable. It's not that simply by word jugglery or they call it mental gymnastics, philosophical research, reading all the philosophy books of the so-called learned people. Because all the scientists in the world, they're trying to figure out Mother Nature. But it's been admitted by the scientific community themselves that every 10 years, everything they studied for 10 years becomes obsolete because of the new discoveries. Everything we thought about, you know, Mother Nature is totally different than that. Because imperfect senses, tendency to be illusion, sure to make mistakes, and cheating propensity. So we are, that's built in to this machinery. So one who's a conditioned soul, he cannot speak the absolute truth because he is conditioned by these imperfect senses. But a pure devotee, like Vyasadeva in his maturity, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and one may think, well, it's not just they boast or brag that now, but they get authority, Madan Mohan, all the Vaishnavas, and he following Guru Parampara, and you can see the results that they're following Sadhu Shastra Guru. It's a science. It's a spiritual science. So we want to come to that platform of Raganuga Bhakti, where one is tasting spontaneously what is that love between the living entity and Krishna. And that's another reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, because he wanted to understand what is that loving relationship, Srimati Radharani, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hare Priya. She's the queen of Vrindavan. And Krishna says that she enjoys more the rasa than me. So I want to experience what is that taste. Everyone's looking for the taste. Everyone's looking for happiness, and that loving relationship is the higher happiness that everyone is striving for. But generally, we get caught up with mundane sex life and mundane relationships, which ultimately lead to frustration because they don't awaken our spiritual true identity. They actually drag us down to the bodily platform. And on the bodily platform and on the mental platform, we become conditioned to acting sinfully out of ignorance. Ignorance is the cause of sin. If we're not aware of what's right and wrong, we generally do the wrong thing because we're conditioned to want to enjoy. So this Raganuga Bhakti, Radhika, this loving relationship, not only Krishna has with Srimati Radharani, all the gopis, but he has this intensity of love with Nanda, Yashoda, the cowherd boys, the cowherd girls, all the residents of Vrindavan, Braj. They don't want to know in a reverential way that Krishna is God. In all the Vaikuntha planets, there are unlimited incarnations or manifestations of the Supreme Lord. Every morning, Shri Naranayanama, Shri Madhavayanama, Shri Govindayanama, Shri Vishnavayanama. We're putting the names of the Lord, protecting the body as a temple of the Lord. So all these, just a few, unlimited Vaikuntha Loka, and that relationship is perfect, but it's all on veneration. And Krishna, he just was beside himself, and he just became the Namo Mahava Danyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Goritvashe Namaha. The most merciful became, he wanted to really just bring people back home to Goloka, Goloka Vrindavan, the highest spiritual planet. So we're hearing about it from a very distant place, but we're actually in Goloka Vrindavan. But we need, like, who is that? Narottam Das Thakur said, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Hoibe Hama Herabo, or Sri Vrindavan. And with the prayers there, that one who is free of desire for sense gratification, who has unadulterated without any other purpose or goal in life other than just to serve and love Krishna, then he can experience or see, start seeing. Like the sun creates the clouds in the fog. In the fog, you can't see so clearly. Or the sun may be obscured totally because of the heavy clouds. It's not that the sun is covered. It's just that we're covered. You go above the clouds, the bright sunshine is there. So by this process of Vaidhi Bhakti, then you're dissipating the fog, getting rid of the clouds of illusion, so that we can see more clearly, who am I, who is Krishna, what is our relationship? So number two is understanding, you know, trying to understand what is this feeling that Srimati Radharani has. So Krishna came in a golden color, in the mood of Srimati Radharani, and even the complexion, and you know, we can't try to even imagine it, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to exhibit what is this loving relationship. And then he personally acted in a way that just traveling throughout India like an ordinary human being, to most people who are not, don't have the vision or understanding, who are on the mundane platform, they think Krishna is just an ordinary human being, became famous because he did some very unique things, and then the historians got too excited and wrote all these phenomenal mythology about him. And this is basically due to the effect of Maya, of Yoga Maya. He's not Neha Vikrama Nashusti Prajavayana Vidite Swapmapyasya Dharmasya Drayate Mahatobayat. Doesn't reveal himself to those who are covered by the three modes of material nature. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he performed his pastimes, and somehow he brings his associates prior to his appearance. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, Ishvara Puri appeared, Advaita Acharya, also Mother Sachi appeared. All the different associates of the Lord came to participate in his lila. Previously, Krishna, his weapons were what? He has Sudarshan Chakra, Lord Balaram with the club. But the weapons in Kali Yuga for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are his associates spreading and preaching Krishna consciousness. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of his angas, one of his limbs, just like Nityananda Prabhu is described, and Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, Srivas, so many associates of the Lord, they're assisting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not that God needs assistance, but it's not that he comes to the material world and all of a sudden twinkles his nose like the genie, or you know, some mystical thing that everybody's just like robots forced to align themselves accordingly. You can imagine how intricate it must be to let everyone have their independence. Don't interfere with their independence. But always in their heart, seeing what is their mood. Oh, you want to know? Then Krishna gives more intelligence. You want to come closer? Yes, I'll get up for the Mangal Arati. Yes, I want to hear the Bhagavad Gita. I want to hear the Bhagavatam. I want to hear the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, I want to stay in the association of devotees. I'm tired of serving the mind and senses since time immemorial, been entrapped by all this surrender to searching out sense gratification, looking for water in the desert. There's no water there. It's just total desert. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he also brought Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. I mean, the Lord's arrangement. And Srila Prabhupada, you know, he came, he says, my duty, I was ordered by my Guru Maharaj to come and give this message of Godhead to all of you who are suffering in this material world. Everyone is suffering. They may, you know, try to pretend that, no, I'm happy, I'm good, life is good. But that's just such a temporary nature, that we are eternal, ever-existing, undying, we're primeval. We've existed in the past, we're existing now, we continue to exist in the future. But the mind is so strong, this divihesha, this illusory energy, that, no, I don't believe that. You know, this is some talk, you know. But we need to have the guidance of the spiritual master. So who's our spiritual master? Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is delivering the message of all the Guru Parampara. For us, it's not that we're jumping around looking for this, another, you know, this guru, that guru. There are many gurus, and there are many spiritual teachings available. I'm sure there are a lot of commentaries from so many places. But we have sufficient in the form of, when Prabhupada was speaking about, oh, now we have the nectar of devotion. This is like 1970, I believe, or 71, I forget when it was. But the, now this Rupa Goswami, he was instructed personally by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about how a devotee behaves, how to avoid the obstacles of being remaining on the bodily platform, and how to awaken our spiritual lives. This nectar devotion is so wonderful. Once you should read the nectar devotion, and then you should read it again, and then read it again, and then plus the other books. So the emphasis was not just read, but really try to assimilate the message, because we could be reading, but if we're just thinking about how to gratify our senses, oh, I have to work hard, you know, my family really, they need to be in a nice position, and my sons and my grandsons and my great-grandsons, and, you know, my reputation, my family tradition. So all this is very, very important for everyone. Practically everyone that's in this material world is so much enamored by the bodily, family, national, you know, external identification, that all the wars are taking place because, you know, oh, you're Christian or you're Jewish, you're Muslim, you're Hindu, you know, let's fight because, you know, you have to follow my way of thinking, your way of thinking is wrong. But Prabhupada said is, if a Hindu has gold, it doesn't become Hindu gold, or if a European has gold, it doesn't become European gold. Gold is gold. God is God. It's not a, you know, in different language we call sun, surya, sonce, many different language they have for the sun. But it's the same for everyone. So Krishna, he's the father of everyone. He loves everyone. And all of us are here because of our own choice. The prison house is for those who are defiant of the rules and regulations and laws of the state. The state makes the rules and regulations, and we have to follow them. So Krishna, real religion is following the law of God. But this religion, this knowledge, as explained in Bhagavad Gita, Rajya Vidya Rajya Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Prakyashavam Ganam Dharmyam Shushukam Kartum Avyayam. Rajya Vidya, the king of education, Rajya Guyam, very confidential. Pavitram Idam Uttamam is purifying. It's the perfection of religion. It's joyfully performed. It's very happy. So Srila Prabhupada, under the order of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, is following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who says, Prita Vite Yachayada Nagara Digram Sarvatra Prachara Hoibe Moranam. That give this message everywhere. Spread this message everywhere. Many may not take it. Prabhupada was saying, some are coming, some come and some leave, because it's very bewildering, this material world. Not easy to give up family. Not we give them up in a careless way or a callous way and try to imitate the behavior of great souls. We don't imitate. But as you're following this Vaidhi Bhakti, rules and regulations, this is not so attractive to Krishna, the rules and regulations and the various sacrifices and religious rites and ceremonies. When someone is like Mother Yashoda chastising Krishna, he likes that. Nanda Maharaj or the cowherd boys say, you know, you're not such a big man, Krishna. I'm, you know, I can, you know, you and I are one, the same, you know. So Krishna, he likes that, the chiding of his fiance, or when Srimati Radharani chastised him for whatever reason, for being neglectful or not being responsible. So Krishna enjoys that. But not that artificially we can jump up to that level of thinking ourselves equal or one with God. You know, like the many philosophies are there for the impersonalist philosophy that Once we merge into the Brahma Jyoti, we become one with the Brahma Jyoti. But what is the Brahma Jyoti? Like the sun has sunshine. Unless one is qualified, he cannot go into the sun or onto the sun. You have to stay in the sun rays. So the sun rays are also the sun. So Brahma Jyoti is the effulgence of the Lord. There's happiness, but the variety is not there. So variety is the spice in life. You know, we just had some holiday meals. I'm sure everyone had some varieties in your lunch, and you know, so many different things are there. How many preparations are you going to make? Oh, curd, the puris and samosa, you know, some sweets. So the variety is important. So they fall down from this Brahma Jyoti or this Brahmananda, and they maybe take birth as some, you know, elevated sannyasis that perform nice charitable work. You know, we have so many missions, hospitals and charitable institutions take care of the humanitarian work. It's good, it's auspicious, but we want to go beyond that. We want to go to Goloka Vrindavan, back to the spiritual world. But not, you know, there's two ways of looking at that. Who is that? King Kulashekar. He was praying that, I just want to serve you. Life, it doesn't matter, life after life. Just don't let me forget your lotus feet. Let me be fixed at your lotus feet and serve you. And that service is a sign of love. If someone says, I love you," but they don't do anything. I mean, generally, you envision, you know, somebody getting a bouquet, flowers, and this is for you. You know, oh, it's a sign of love. You're reciprocating something. So, our love. Prabhupada said, your love for me has shown how you cooperate together, spreading this mission. So we're working as a society to spread Krishna consciousness. Although we have so many problems in our society, without doubt, you know, so many challenges, we think, oh, so many bad people, so many bad things happen in our society. Maybe better I just live by myself. I can't be part of this. But if we don't focus on just hearing and talking all the bad things, let's look at the good things. Chanting, dancing, singing, prasadam, serving the devotees, serving the deities. Other things will go on. They always do. Every society has problems. But we have the jewel of nectar that Srila Prabhupada has translated all these literatures, and even when asked, he says, I've not translated. This is Krishna's words. So he's a transparent medium. He's speaking. Krishna is speaking to us through Prabhupada. Krishna is speaking through the acharyas. And by assisting, Prabhupada is still here. We're seeing every day, we're singing his Guru Puja. In the Samadhi, Prabhupada is there, and he's there in his books. Now we're having our book marathon, the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, what to speak of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we have this short amount of time left in these bodies. How much time we have left? You know, 1 or 2 years? 5 years? 10 years? Zero time. You don't know how much time we have left. Death is waiting for everyone. In time. When I was reading this morning about the Lord appears in one day of Brahma. But one day of Brahma is like 4,311,000,000 years. So the time scale is just so huge. And here we are. Lord Chaitanya just appeared 500 years ago, a little over 500 years ago. And the great associates of the Lord, empowered lion guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and Srila Prabhupada, the transcendental poet, and I mean, who else can deliver such clarity and such with such conviction? Not only Lord Chaitanya showed by his example how to be a devotee of the Lord, but also the acharyas, Srila Prabhupada. Wherever he was, on the walk, he's preaching. In the morning, he's preaching. In the middle of the night, he's translating. He's seeing, you know, all the big government people, scientists, and But basically, you are servant of Krishna. Nityo, Nityanam, Chaitanas, Chaitanam, Eko Bahunang Yoga Dadati Kama. Krishna's maintaining everyone. Krishna's eternal. Nityo, Nityanam. And he's maintaining all the other eternals, us little eternals. We're also little Krishnas, but we don't have the capacity. We're not the Krishna. So in the spiritual realm, we can go back home, back to that place where Prabhupada was missing, running in the fields with the cowherd boys. So we can also participate in some capacity, depending on our desire. Krishna yayata mang prapajate tang stataiva bhajam yaham. As you surrender unto me, not me, unto Krishna, I reward you accordingly. So Krishna is very personal. He's serious, but he's also very loving and very, very humorous. You see, Krishna's always smiling. He's always happy. Arjuna is suffering. He's in anxiety because he has to deal with the battle of Kurukshetra, and he has to confront his relatives and possibly be breaking the rules and regulations of morality and what is accepted as a proper behavior and religious principles. But Krishna is saying, you're speaking like a learned man, but it's foolish. No learned person speaks like that. You know, you're not the body, you're spirit soul. And do your duty. So we should do our duties very carefully. And this will give pleasure to Prabhupada. And Krishna sees that we're serving the devotee of the devotee, that Gopi Bharatu Palakamariya Das, 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 Anudas, that whether you want to enter as a this or that, we're not saying I want to become a Manjari, a Gopi, a Sakhi, you know, direct associate of the Lord. We just want to be in the service mood. But by seeing and hearing the beauty of Krishna and seeing and hearing about the beautiful relationships that Krishna has in the spiritual Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and how all the inhabitants are just so much fully satisfied, this is attractive to bring us back home. So much to say. I think this. I just repeated this verse. I was told that it was already done, but Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are unlimited. We'll be hearing more again. It's only once a week. It's going to take us so many lifetimes to finish the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any question, comments? We have a few minutes. Say again?
Can you do something? Jiva Goswami?
Something about Jiva Goswami.
Oh, what can I say about Jiva Goswami? Huh? Well, he's like Vyasadeva incarnated. He all the different sandarbhas and all the literature that no one has that capacity, and ordinary people cannot produce transcendental literature. So the Goswamis were directly empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only left us, how many verses? 9? Shikshashtaka is 8. 8, sorry. But he personally instructed Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and you know, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and all the Goswamis had the personal empowerment of the Supreme Lord. And Jiva Goswami, with all the literature that he produced glorifying the Lord and the process of devotional service, he excelled far beyond any ordinary personality. So by remembering and glorifying and studying such persons as Jiva Goswami and Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. See, Prabhupada, he's like incredibly merciful. By taking the essence of all the Goswamis without us trying to stumble in the darkness of trying to figure things out from our conditioned state of mind and our imperfect senses and sure to commit mistakes situation to try to analyze what the great acharyas mean by that, or oh, I read something very esoteric here.
We shouldn't jump around like that. We should take the advice of the doctor very, very seriously and let him prescribe the medicine so that we can advance in a very steady, a sure way, without speculation. Just read Krishna book, read Bhagavad Gita, read Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the association of devotees. Then what Jiva Goswami is speaking, you'll understand. There, so many quotes are there from the Goswamis. So the Goswamis, they scrutinizingly studied all the revealed scriptures for the benefit of all humanity. So they're paradukaduki, titikshava karunika, they're very merciful. By giving light to the darkness of Kali Yuga and guidance how to get out of this repetition of birth and death. I can't say so much about Jiva Goswami other than he's a dear servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a liberated soul who came for the benefit of all of us. Any other questions or comments? Yes, please.
How can we define when we're actually working as an instrument for the parampara as compared to working for our own name, fame, wealth and adoration?
So how can we understand that we're working for the guru parampara and serving instead of working for our own personal agenda and motive? It's a fine line because many times we come because we're distressed or inquisitive and we have our own ideas of maybe what will make us happy. To fully surrender to this tadviti pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadikshanti te gyanam gyanas tatvadarshana, by inquiring submissively. Now we're hearing every day that become humble, hear submissively, be enthusiastic. So we should consider that I really don't know what's good for me and not good for me, and I'm not really qualified to determine or make the different judgment calls whether, you know, what I'm doing is right or wrong. So better we study from the very carefully the teachings of nectar of instruction, nectar of devotion. And we'll know by Sadhu Shastra Guru, as we're in the association of devotees, if we're doing something wrong, Prabhu, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, step over this person like that, or, you know, you shouldn't be going out propagating and then keeping the money for yourself, you know. So there are many different aspects of Krishna consciousness, and as we mature and grow in the company of devotees in sadhana bhakti, then yes, yasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana. All the good qualities are already present in each and every person. The selfishness and the whole idea of self-centered activities become dissipated like the fog. And that's the miracle of the chanting of the holy name, that by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, every day you're chanting, every day you're praying, then whatever shortcomings we have, if we're doing something with personal motive, it'll become visible to us. And you'll see, then we'll have to correct ourselves with the guidance of scripture and devotees and guru. So we're all conditioned like that. We have some ulterior motives behind our activities and devotional service, but this natural godly qualities will emanate when the fog dissipates, when the illusion that I am the body and everything is centered around me, that I am a servant of the servant of the servant, and this way he becomes properly guided. Any last question, comment? Everyone's going to go see the variety of prasad at the breakfast table? Okay, one last question.
Thank you very much. Just a quick one. We're told that we were sent here because we wanted to. We were told we were sent here because we wanted to enjoy ourselves. Now we're here, we're told not to enjoy ourselves and become spiritualized. So, what's the contradiction?
So, we came here to this world
thinking we could enjoy ourselves, but now we're told that we should stop enjoying ourselves and go back to the spiritual world. Yes, we thought that we can enjoy in this world and every opportunity is given, but at the same time, the parent, because we're like little children, mischievous, bad little children, and we just want to do the things that we want to do because we're childish, that after some time, the parent says, okay, look, at this is not going to give you any happiness. If you just give up this idea of trying to enjoy in this temporary place, you can come back to the spiritual kingdom, the palace, where everything is glitter and gold and diamond and everything is song and dance and feast. Everything is really, really wonderful. So the matter of faith, yeah. Because by trying to enjoy this material world, we remain in the material world and we're given all kinds of bodies and facilities. But rarely does one get the human form of life. And even more rarely does one get a chance to meet a pure devotee. And even more rarely that one can engage in devotional service. So that your intelligence is purified by this chanting of Krishna's name and by seeing the deities and rendering service like them. So we'll chant the Maha Mantra one more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I didn't mean one more time, I meant all the time. Chant the Hare Krishna, all the time. So the chanting will continue. Srila Prabhupada ki. Ah.